Hello and welcome back after a long, long layoff. We are back for another edition of the Colts Corner podcast. On the schedule today, we will have a Hills West Spring Sports whip around. We'll discuss NBA and NHL playoffs. Very exciting. And the MLB starting up a couple weeks ago. We'll get right into it. And maybe we'll hit on the NFL draft. We're very excited and let's freaking do it. Let's do it. We are finally back. Sports, vacation breaks, and everything. We are back for another edition. I'm Douglas Satuco alongside Benjamin Dixon and Mike Garafa. Pooj is our producer today. Love to see it. Mike is here, of course, every week.
Yeah.
He's been talking about this podcast a lot lately because we haven't gotten in a lot of episodes, but we're really trying to get going here. And we're going to start off. We'll talk a little baseball because that's where I've been. I've been on the baseball team. Great start for the team.
Perfect.
6-0. 6-0 start. Won all five single games. So the way the schedule works is five single games in the beginning and then three-game series to end the season. So they won. So we won the first five, and we won the first game against Comsawag in the three-game set. Today we play Comsawag away. That's a 4 o'clock start, and tomorrow, Friday, is at home at 4. So a lot of impact players. Freshman Jordan Goldstein playing second base and shortstop. Mike Frieda, the starting catcher, really doing a great job both defensively and with the bats.
Yeah, and Doug, I got a question for you about this team. Obviously, perfect so far, undefeated. Can you tell me a little bit about the overall vibe, the chemistry between the guys on the team, and is that leading to some success?
The energy is electric. Everyone wants to be there every day. You can just feel the cohesiveness with this group. It's just really exciting. Last year, you could feel sort of a lack of enthusiasm from the group. This year, they came in with a new mindset. Everyone wants to be there every day working hard to achieve goals. And right now, 6-0 is pretty good. Keep on rolling, and we'll have a pretty successful season.
Well, just keep it up. I mean, as long as you guys keep getting wins, you'll be able to give yourself a great end of the season, and you guys definitely came in, I'm sure, with a nice chip off your shoulder, trying to make sure that you do really well this season. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to seeing how that wraps up.
Shout out to Aiden Tornquist, commit Fordham for baseball.
Wow,
a couple commits on this team too. So I'll keep you updated on all that stuff. Got a lot of stuff going on. It's really exciting.
All right, good work, Doug. We'll move on to another Hills West sport. With the boys lacrosse team getting off to a 4-2 overall start, 2-2 in conference, and a very exciting win over a good East Islip team yesterday, 11-10 in overtime. Christian Boulay with five goals, including the game winner, with about 2 minutes left in overtime. And, man, he's been having a great season. I've been hearing all my lacrosse friends tell me how he's leading the county, leading the Long Island in all goals and points, and it's just amazing performances night in and night out.
We really got to get out there and broadcast because this team looks very exciting. Last year, a little bit of a disappointing year with the talent on that roster, but the league was very competitive. This year, off to a 4-2 start, pretty solid. They do have the talent, of course, led by Christian Mulay, who was interviewed yesterday after that OT winner. So,
and that was a televised game, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's a big deal.
It doesn't get better than that. And overall, Hills West Sports really doing a great job early. They looked to sustain the success throughout. So now we'll move over into the girls. We'll talk about girls lacrosse starting. They're 2-3, and they've had a pretty good start.
Second game of the season, 15-0 shutout win over Copaig.
Love it.
Shutouts in lacrosse, you rarely see that.
That's really
and,
good.
And yesterday, it took a tough 11-5 loss, but they'll be looking to recover April 19th at Connecticut. It's a 6:30 p.m. game.
Yeah, they're also 2-2 in their division. 2-3 overall, so 2-3, one of those must have been a non-league game. So they are 2-2, so they are .500, and they'll continue to try and win some games. We'll stay with the girls. Softball, they're off to a hot start, too. So Hills West racking up the wins early. They're 4-2. They are 0-1 in the league, but they have four wins.
Yeah, and yesterday they had a four-game winning streak snapped, which included wins over Hills East, Copaig, Center Reach, and Newfield, and they took a tough 9-2 loss to North Babylon yesterday. They'll be looking to recover today at 4:30 p.m. at Huntington, so good luck to the Hills West softball Colts.
Well, what I'm seeing there is that in that win streak, a lot of double-digit wins there with 12, 16, 15, and 12 again, and they were dominating. I mean, this team seems like they have a really great potential. They could end up going really far and doing some big things.
All right, yeah, so Hills West Sports off to a great start, and we'll be giving you guys some more coverage week in and week out.
Yeah, so we'll move on into the professional area. NHL playoffs and NBA, of course, starting both at the same time. We'll start off with the NHL. Last night, an absolute shellacking by the Pittsburgh Penguins on the Flyers. It almost looked like the Flyers don't even belong in the playoffs because it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, they might not, Doug. And, you know, Pittsburgh, the 7-0 win, Ryan Shazier before the game. He was pumping up the crowd.
Love it.
Always an inspiration when that guy's out there. And Sidney Crosby with a natural hat trick. Yeah, it's hard to argue that this guy's the best hockey player of our generation, and it's really undisputable at this point. Sidney Crosby, great talent. Fortunately, I know a lot of people from around this area don't like him, but the Penguins looking to three-peat this year off to a pretty good start in game one against the Flyers.
Yeah, Crosby batted a puck out of midair, went top shelf on the backhand out of midair. So very impressive there. Also have to give Brian Elliott a little bit of a chance to adjust. He's been out with an injury, has to get himself back into it, but their coach said he will go in game two. So a couple games tonight. We got a pretty full slate, correct?
Five games tonight.
Five games on the schedule. You got Devils Lightning, Maple Leafs Bruins, Blue Jackets Capitals, and in the Western Conference, the Avalanche Predators, and the Sharks and Ducks.
So the NHL playoffs, definitely going to be exciting. One of the greater postseasons in sports. Although it doesn't get as much attention as the NBA or MLB postseason or the NFL. But just want to give a quick shout-out to the Vegas Golden Knights. First playoff win in the first playoff game in franchise history.
Yep.
Marc-Andre Fleury with a shutout. I mean, Golden Knights, best expansion
They're
team
legit.
In sports history.
It's really legit. And I have to say, NHL playoffs are probably the best playoffs. I know I am an NHL fan, and most people don't agree. But if you watch a seven-game series and you follow a team throughout, It's definitely one of the hardest playoffs to win. Pooj, you don't agree?
No. The NFL is way more fun, but
I'm personally
a I disagree with
guy.
That.
March
I like
Madness.
A series. Okay, baseball. March Madness fine. All right, whatever. That's but I'd like to see Tampa Bay Lightning win it all, because then the Rangers get an extra first round pick. So I like anything there. Also have five Rangers, ex-Rangers on the roster. So you know, you like to see those guys win. They had a place in my heart. Once and now they're gone. So I hope they get that win. We'll shift over into the NBA as playoffs begin tonight, I believe, correct?
Saturday night.
I jumped the gun.
I know you're excited there, Doug. And the playoffs will open on 3 o'clock on ABC. It's Saturday, this Saturday, April 14th. It'll be the Spurs versus the Warriors, and the other matchups in the Western Conference are the Pelicans and the Blazers, the Jazz and the Thunder, which is going to be a very exciting series for those who haven't followed the NBA this
year. Jazz are red hot.
And Timberwolves Rockets and the NBA, not the NBA, the Eastern Conference, sorry about that. The matchups Wizards Raptors and Heat Sixers on Saturday, and on Sunday it'll be the Bucks and the Celtics and the Pacers and the Cavs.
Well, one thing I'm seeing right here is a shout out to Sean McBride, who's told me during lunch today that the Spurs are going to kill the Warriors in
Strong
that
disagree.
Wow.
Strong disagree.
So, wow.
That we'll see how that goes. He said that the I believe he said that the Spurs killed the Timberwolves the other night. Or no. I don't know. I'm not sure. But he said that I gotta go with him on here. I mean, maybe they have a shot. I mean, the Spurs have good potential.
So whatever, you're going with what Sean McBride says, and
he is a Spurs fan.
This is my prediction. I have the Raptors coming out of the East. I do not like the Cavs, but I love LeBron. It's tough. It's almost like the Tom Brady Patriots right now, where you know Brady is going to get it done, but you don't. I wasn't in love with that Patriot team, even though they got to the Super Bowl. But I love LeBron, but I don't see. By the way, I do hate Tom Brady, but I love LeBron. I just don't love the team, and I think it's finally time for the Raptors to get in there from the East. And now with Celtics obviously losing Kyrie, it's pretty much It could be a Nick Foles, Carson Wentz kind of thing here.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll
get themselves in there.
Celtics definitely aren't in great shape.
I agree.
My prediction for the East, Cavs are coming out of the East.
Don't
doubt LeBron. And LeBron,
it's
matching up to be a second round series with the Cavs and the Raptors. And the Cavs have just owned the Raptors the past few years. And even the Cavs have won the past two games versus the Raptors. And the last one was pretty convincingly, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I got the Cavs out of the East. And I think the Warriors will have enough to get by the Spurs in the first round without Curry. Curry will come back.
Agreed.
And they'll dethrone the Rockets in the Western Conference Finals. And it'll be Cavs and Warriors again in the finals. And, yeah, Warriors are going to win it all.
So
we'll see what
okay.
happens.
So Ben wants a three-peat. Ben has...
I don't want it.
You don't want the three-peat?
No,
it'd be a repeat.
It'd be a repeat.
The three-peat matchup.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
With Cavs Warriors.
It'd be the fourth time in a row, I think.
Fourth?
Yeah.
So you are correct. They've been the last three together. This would be four in a row.
Stupid.
All right, so Ben has Warriors, Cavs. I have Raptors, Houston, Rockets. Because I'm trying to shake it up here. I want to see something happen this playoffs. Maybe the Jazz even sneak in there. You never know. I want to see teams get in there and win a series against the Warriors and the Cavs. Let's go.
He wants to see some Cinderellas out there.
I'm going to go for the Cavs out of the East, but I'm going to go for the Rockets out of the West, and I think the Rockets are going to take it all. I've been watching the Rockets for a few years, and I think Harden is a really great face for that team and can definitely help that team go a long way.
I'd say the Rockets will definitely get to the finals, but then in the East, the Raptors are just not built for the playoffs. I think the Cavs come out of the East, and then I can't say for the finals. I take the Rockets as favorites, but... it'll be a good playoffs. One of the best playoffs in recent memory.
Yeah, and again, these are early predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's early mid-April, and finals are in early June. But we're definitely excited for both the NBA and NHL postseasons to start.
Yeah.
Now we'll move on to Garofa's favorite thing here. We'll talk about the MLB. Obviously, his
couple
Mets,
of a couple of bench clearing brawls.
Great start. Yeah, and the Yankees, big win last night after taking a pounding the night before to the Red Sox. And the bench cleared once at the first and the third inning.
It was a small gathering.
But there was definitely a brawl in the later part of the game, and there was also a brawl in the Rockies Padres game.
Two brawls in one day. It's rare. You don't see that a lot, and I was pretty excited. You know, it gets people looking at baseball now. You know, people. I want more people engaged in the game. It's such a great game,
especially in early April.
Yeah. It's such a great game. Get on board of a team, follow them, and you never know. You could fall in love. People fall in love with sports all the time. That's what's great about sports. They just attract you in. They take over your life. It's the greatest.
The greatest thing ever. It's a lifestyle, though. Come on.
It's the greatest thing. We were talking about it before. But the Mets, I got to give you credit. Champs of April.
Yeah, watch
Ben.
When the Mets collapse in about May or
that's
June.
That's cute.
Doug and I will be dropping a merchandise line.
Yes.
Champs of April, and we'll just let you know when that's out.
It will probably be a sad face of Todd Frazier with a crown on his head.
I'll release a Champs of April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November.
Okay, since you analyze and evaluate this team throughout the beginning stages of the season. What have you seen that you've liked?
Well, right off the bat, there are two dark horses that are coming up right out of nowhere. Both of them who people were either really underestimating or didn't think that they deserved a spot in Adrian Gonzalez and Nestor Cabrera. Adrian Gonzalez has come off clutch right off the bat, had the grand slam the other day against the Marlins that completely just blew the game around. Or that might have been the Nationals. Either way, he had a big game-changing grand slam. He's had some clutch hits earlier in the season. And Asdrubal Cabrera as well had the two home run game the other day, and he's been getting base hit after base hit, just driving in runs. The bullpen has been mainly the highlight of the season right now, though. I mean, they've come right off the bat. They've got one of the lowest bullpen ERAs in baseball. They've just been lights out. And Seth Lugo, Robert Gzelman out of that bullpen. Lugo's got a zero ERA in seven appearances. And Familia, he's been honestly, he might be leading MLB in saves, but he's been shaky, and I think he's been shaky since he started in the 2015 season, and he's a very big wild card, but he's done well and he's been successful to this point, so I'll take it for right now.
Yeah, that game actually was against the Nationals.
Yeah,
and Garofa was talking about that zero ERA for Seth Lugo. David Price had a zero ERA before yesterday, before the Yankees dropped four runs on one inning against him. But in all seriousness, he's talking about the Mets' great bullpen so far. The Yankees, coming into the year, they're supposed to have one of the best bullpens ever, people were saying, and they've just been awful. Tommy Kahnle's velocity has been down. Chad Green blew a start there.
Chapman also velocity down, 97.
Chapman's been here and there, too, and David Robertson gave that one grand slam, but he's back and he's bouncing back a little now. But I'd like to see the bullpen coming together. And people were trashing Stanton. The fans were booing, and I'm Doug, and I was telling
ridiculous.
You, why would you boo Stanton? The guy's the NL MVP. It's early April. He's playing in conditions he's never played before against pitchers he's never faced before. So everyone had to give him a break. They did. Comes to Boston.
Couple of hits.
Great game yesterday. Three hits. Gary Sanchez, people were criticizing him for his 0.058 average and 10 games, which, I mean, it's not what you want, in the words of Joe Girardi. But he two home runs yesterday. Judge is scolding the ball right now, so I really think this team's coming together, regardless of what happens tonight. You got the Tigers next, the Marlins after. Pick up a few wins there, hopefully, and get right back in the swing of things.
Yeah, Judge has been hot. Stanton, five hits in his last two, and Gary, obviously, two monster home runs last night. J.D. Martinez didn't even know that it left the building. It was brilliant. So, Yankees, let's get on a roll here. Mets, just wait for the collapse. Wait for the collapse in May.
Not going to happen. Just one quick point here is just the Shohei Ohtani thing. I think he's an absolute monster. I mean, he's coming out. He's having one of the best starts I've ever seen. And he's in, I believe he has the top whip in baseball, which is just insane. And he's hitting well. And it's been a phenomenal start for him. And I feel like he's been undervalued based on the way he's performed so far. I feel like he could have done even better on his contract. But I think that's going to be it.
Well, I think when he came from Japan to the MLB, there was something that he wasn't old enough to receive one of those large contracts, but he's obviously still making a good amount of money in Los Angeles with the Angels, and he's had a great start. 2-0 as a pitcher. He's got a few home runs, and really, I think his expectations coming into the season, no one really knew what to expect because he had an awful spring training. He was getting shelled, and he couldn't really hit the ball, but he's had a great start to the season so far, and baseball, definitely an exciting late March, early April season so far.
Absolutely. So that's going to do it here for us today. We would like to thank our administrators and Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rasciutti, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the Board of Education, and our audience who listens every single Thursday, and today's producer, Pooj, and thank you to everyone who listens every single week. I'm Mike Garafa. Thank you to Doug Latuca, Ben Dixon, and we will see you next week.
Shout out, Pooj.